Reflection, Epiphany of the Lord, Cycle B, Second Reading, Ephesians 3, 2, 3, 5, and 6. What Isaiah had only dreamed of, the author of the Ephesians now proclaims as already happened. The Gentiles are coming to God. In fact, by the time the Ephesians was written, most everyone knew that Paul's mission to welcome Gentiles into the church had been successful. That was no mystery. What everyone didn't know, however, was that God himself had intended the inclusion of the Gentiles from the very beginning. What is more, God also intends that the Gentiles would be included as full co-heirs, not just as guests, in the house of God. Since most of us in church today are Gentiles, this revelation does not seem to be much of an epiphany to us. But in Paul's day, God's secret plan for the Gentiles would have been shocking. If we were willing to apply it to our own day, the universality of his plan can still shock us. It challenges our human tendency to put up barriers against those we perceive as different. It particularly challenges our long-standing practice of drawing theological lines between those who are acceptable and those who are not.